I'm talking to Darren Altman right now, who's been a member of Voice 123 for a while now, and recently on our Twitter handle at This Voicing Life, he let me know about a job that he had booked, and we shared it some information in emails, and I wanted to interview him today and talk about it. First of all, do you want to just tell us a little bit about the job that you won through the site?
Okay, it came into my inbox, and it simply said, sports announcer, $500. That's all it said. There was no mention of usage, TV, radio, anything, whatever, what it was for. So I thought, and they wanted a British voice, so I thought, well, I'll have a go at that, and sent it off, gave them a few different takes, ended up winning the audition, which was great. And it turned out that it was a national TV campaign here in the UK by a major brand called 118, and they are a phone directory and business directory. Their adverts are very famous. There's two guys with long, droopy moustaches getting up to all sorts of funny stuff, and everyone knows about them. It's a major brand. And the advert was a national TV campaign, and it was going to run on one of the major networks, probably the second biggest to BBC, called ITV. And it was, I mean, I don't want to say the figure, but it ended up being several thousand pounds.
Okay. I can understand that too. You don't want to you don't want to announce how much you made or anything.
Yeah,
that's an uncomfortable question, because I've seen that when sometimes people on the site book a job and somebody says, "How much did you make?" It's kind of maybe a little personal, but
yeah.
But you know, I mean, from that end, when did you find out how big the job was?
Well, when they emailed me back and said, congratulations, you've won the job, it's for TV, and they told me the brand, alarm bells went off in my head. And my first thought was, well, this isn't a $500 job anymore. So emails went backwards and forwards. We had discussions. We, you know, came to an arrangement. And finally, we agreed a fee. I was on holiday in Brighton, which is on the south coast of England at the time, and I took a train back to central London and did the session, which was an hour-long session. Great fun, because I was playing a sort of over-the-top sports announcer. So they were 10, 15-second little spots, I think you call them. Great fun to do, like, not hard work, very enjoyable. We laughed a lot. And we've had a few backwards and forwards. I've given them a few more reads since then. I did an ISDN session with them tonight. They're based in New York, funnily enough, and I've got ISDN in my home studio. So it's great. It's worked out really well. Tonight we were doing, it just shows you, because it went up another level, and it may or may not happen. They're still umming and erring whether they want my voice on it, but 118 apparently are going to be sponsoring The Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
Another major network here, and that is just, well, I mean, what an honour. It may not happen. They may decide that they don't want to go with my voice. They just want to have, you know, the visuals, but if they do, be amazing.
Yeah, did you see that? From the start of it, did you see that this would lead to future work like that, or did that just sort of come out of nowhere for you?
As you know, on your site, you get everything from will you read my answering message for $25 to, you know, corporate narrations to DJ drops. It's a whole wide mixture of stuff that's on the site. So, and the fact that it just said male sports announcer, I didn't have a clue. I just thought, well, British, I can do that. That's not a problem. So I was as shocked as you were.
That's always great news. I mean, we really appreciate it. You taking the time out. I know it's late there, so I'll let you go to bed. And thank you again, though, and I really appreciate you you sending us a message too on our Twitter handle, which is at This Voicing Life, for those who want to follow us, and also our Facebook page too, facebook.com/@thisvoicinglife. That's all for our talent too, and it's a pleasure to have guys like Darren share these stories with us, and thank you again for everything.
Can I just get in very, very quickly before I go?
Sure.
And say goodnight? Sure.
Hey, go ahead.
If anyone's interested in hearing more of my stuff, ukvoiceoverguy.com, ukvoiceoverguy.com. All my reels, I do loads of characters, impressions, accents. I'm going to be updating the site too in the next couple of months and bunging down a load of new characters. Drop me an email. It'd be nice to hear from my fellow voice talents. Fantastic. Thank you ever so much. Nice to talk to you, Steve.
Hey, you too.